Now it's Keary. He puts a little kick out looking for Tupou. Oh! Daniel Tupou! He's gone sailing through the air at 39,000 feet and put it down.
Okay.
Stop it.
Stop it. Yeah. What? Why would you stop it when you're enjoying it?
Well, we spoke to Gareth Widdop. He was on the winning side, but on the losing side of that was Trent Merrin. He joins us now as our regular. G'day, Trent.
How are we going?
Not too bad, mate. A bit of a lead balloon to start with, I suppose, for you guys.
Yeah, it wasn't the way we wanted to start the season, but yeah, these things happen. We're preparing really well for this week, so that one's behind us now.
What I know it's behind you, but there must have been some sort of post-mortem, Trent. You have them when you lose. They were very good, by the way, the Dragons, but you blokes were too bad to be true.
Yeah, mate, nah, all credit goes to the Dragons. They're on fire. They come out with a lot of energy and really stuck it to us. But, yeah, I think you train the whole pre-season to have a great season and to start it off like that wasn't... it wasn't up to our expectations. So, like I said, we've learned a lot from that game and we're really looking forward to the Tigers this week.
You're a very young side, apart from yourself there at the Panthers. I don't mean that, but I mean, there's a lot of young players there. When that momentum's going against you on that field, was there the feeling that we just can't turn it around, or who's it up to turn it around? Was there a discussion regarding that?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, actually. It was pretty tough, to be honest, especially when I was out in the field. We're doing a lot of defence. But, I think everyone was looking towards someone, but we're in that position where it was like quicksand. It was just getting away from us too quick. So, it's a tough question. But, we regroup here at training, and I think that's where we fix our mistakes and what went wrong is on the training paddock and put it together for this week.
Yeah, and the West's Tigers have started well, mate. They've got some flashy players, haven't they? I mean, you've got to try and keep the likes of Tedesco quiet.
Yeah, we do. We're doing our homework on him now, but he's one of those players that can create something out of nothing. So we've just got to present a line on him and not give him too much space to move around him. We all know what he's capable of doing once he finds some space. So, we'll be doing our homework, but I think our main focus is us this week. We're going to control what we can and come there with some hunger.
Defence, obviously, keeping that line straight. And you had Bryce Cartwright individually, unfortunately. I don't want to poke anyone out, but he missed 7 tackles himself. Has there been that extra emphasis? What can you do at training to address that?
Oh, I think it's all around the ballpark. I think a lot of players from inside of guard, he could have done a lot better job to help him out on that edge. So it's not just pointing players out. It's about the whole team. I think, like I said, it starts this week at training. We've done our homework on ourselves. We know what went wrong, and that's all we're focusing on. Okay.
And just on Bryce, mate, what sort of headspace is he in? He's copped a lot this week in the press. Is he going to play? Is he okay?
Yeah, mate, he's all sweet. He's been great this week. He's handling himself well. So, something that we don't really want to comment too much on. We've got people in the right position to handle that. But, mate, Cody's a tough bloke and he's got a lot of great players around him.
Right, so you expect him to play?
Yeah, most definitely.
Right. If there's... a couple of key things, mate, that has to be done against the Tigers. They've got attacking weapons all over the place. What are the couple of key things you're going to have to concentrate on?
To be honest, I think the main focus is on us. I know that they've got players all across the ballpark to do some damage, but like I said, our main focus is us. If we control what we can and we know what we're capable of doing, that's all our main focus is. You've got Brooks, Tedesco, Moses, you got Woody, blokes like that all across the ballpark that can produce something. But if we get our stuff down pat, then we shouldn't have a drama.
Yeah, it should be a dry track for you too, which will be a nice change.
Yeah, that'd be a bit better.
it would be better. And, mate, obviously the Roosters last night, don't know if you caught much of the game or not, but they're looking pretty good, but the Bulldogs refused to go away. It was 5 tries apiece.
Yeah, it was, mate. I watched it. It was a tough game, and it was tough through the middle, I think. That's where the games are won. Through the middle, they both got a big pack. So, they made it was a great game to watch, to be honest. just goes to show what this season's going to hold this year. So, yeah, I think we've got the Roosters next week. So, yeah, we'll get through this week and then do our homework.
Yeah, well, that just makes it even more vital to get the two competition points at Campbelltown, doesn't it?
No, it does, man. It does. It's going to be a tough one. Mm.
All right. Everyone else okay? Everyone should be taking their positions?
Mate, everyone's great. The team's great. We've, like I said, we've had a tough week at training. Yeah. We're looking at things that we can control, and everyone's on the ballpark. So, yeah, we're looking good.
Good on you, mate. Play well.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
Look forward to Trent Merrin every week. We'll be talking what the Panthers are doing and what is happening in the NRL.